Chapter 4. Help from a Friend. The following day was the last day of the inquiry, and Marlowe was again among the many spectators in the crowded courtroom. Jim sat motionless, with a serious expression on his face, and listened carefully as the judges read their decision. Because the captain, the chief mate, and the ship's officers abandoned their ship when passengers were in danger, this court has decided to cancel their licenses. As Jim walked out of the courtroom, he thought, I'm only 23 years old, and my career is over. Everything I've ever dreamed of has ended. Marlowe left the courtroom after talking to several people he knew. He saw Jim standing by the water's edge, staring out to sea, and went over to speak to him. Jim didn't hear Marlowe coming behind him, and jumped when Marlowe touched him on the shoulder. I was just looking and thinking, Jim said quietly. Would you like to come with me to my hotel? Marlowe asked. That's very kind of you, said Jim. I've got no friends here, and I don't think I want to be alone right now. The two men went to Marlowe's room and sat in silence for a long time. Jim sat in a chair and stared out of the window, looking very unhappy. Marlowe sat at his desk and wrote letters to everyone he knew who had a business in one of the ports in the Far East, recommending Jim for a job. When it began to get dark outside, Marlowe lit some candles. Suddenly, Jim's shoulders began to shake. Crying, he got up, opened the doors to the balcony, went outside and looked at the sea for several minutes. Soon there was the sound of thunder and a flash of lightning. As the rain began to fall, Jim came back into the room. I feel better now, he said. Thank you for letting me sit here all day. It has helped me. Now I have to decide what to do, because I can't work on ships anymore. Let me help you, Marlowe said. I don't want your money, Jim said. I'm not offering you money, Marlowe said. I'm offering you help. Look at these letters I've been writing all day. They're to friends, to people I know who have a business in the Far East. I'm asking them to give you work, Jim. I would only do that for a friend. For a moment, Jim just stared in surprise at Marlowe and the letters on his desk. Then, in a voice full of emotion, he said, I don't know what to say. Last night you listened to me. Then today you gave me a place to sit and think. Now you're helping me find a new job. Thank you, Marlowe. One of Marlowe's friends soon offered Jim a job as a clerk in a shop that sold shipping supplies. Several months later, the man wrote Marlowe a letter praising Jim's personality and work, and Marlowe was happy that Jim seemed to be succeeding in his new life. Jim was, in fact, happy in his new job and enjoyed being around sailors and ships. He was still ashamed of what he had done on the Patna, but as nobody recognized him or spoke about the ship, Jim was able to lead quite a normal life. But several months later, one of the officers from the Patna came to live in the same city. Afraid that the officer would tell people who he was, Jim suddenly left his job and moved to another port. He soon found a job there and stayed until the day someone started to talk about the Patna. Constantly afraid that someone would recognize him, Jim moved from port to port for several years, always leaving whenever someone mentioned the Patna. As the captain of a ship in the area, Marlowe traveled around the Far East and he met Jim several times in different ports. Once, Marlowe said to him, Jim, you can't continue running away. You're good at your job, and nobody cares anymore about what happened on the Patna. Most people don't even know you were on that ship. This is no way to live your life. One day, someone will discover my secret, Jim said sadly.